Today, more than half of New South Wales strata buildings have defects. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Daily Telegraph reported that 53% of New South Wales buildings have had serious defects over the past 5 years, with only half resolved within a year. The number has risen from 39% in 2021, with the most common defects including waterproofing, fire safety, structural, and key services issues such as lifts and plumbing. The report by the Strata Community Association of New South Wales and the Office of the Building Commissioner revealed that more than half of all strata buildings had serious defects between 2016 and 2022, with an estimated $79 million spent by owners' corporations to fix the issues. The average cost of rectifying serious defects was around $283,000 per building. The report revealed that despite the increased number of overall defects, defects in new buildings had actually decreased since 2020, with more owners confident in reporting to the regulator. The data comes from a survey completed by more than 600 strata managers, indicates an increase in serious defects since the last report, which was published back in 2021. The most common defects reported were waterproofing at 42%, fire safety systems at 24%, building enclosures at 19%, structural issues at 15%, key services such as plumbing and elevators at 14%, and non-compliant cladding at 8%. The New South Wales president of the SCA, Stephen Brell, said tackling building defects continues to be a formidable task and one that is time-consuming, financially burdensome, and emotionally draining for all involved. We're grateful that these survey results show that consumers feel empowered to report defects, with the regulators receiving double the amount of serious defects reported than in 2021, showing increased confidence in regulation, he said. While regrettably, we've seen an increase in serious defects since 2021, surveys such as this are central to our ability to advocate for the greater strata community and to create government reform that ensures we are working towards more positive outcomes in the future. The point I want to make here is that many people in high-rise buildings pay strata fees, and we've had a massive hike in strata fees recently thanks to the rectification of significant issues. And in some cases, we are seeing some people unable to pay their strata fees. And we also know that some strata bodies are close to going out of business. So this is a huge, huge issue. And it's one that Edwin and I have been talking about for many years. The fact is that more than half of the buildings that have been built recently have issues. And unfortunately, the cost of those issues are going to build and build. Without significant regulatory reform, this is going to become a nightmare for many, many people. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.